Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brewers fans, this one is over, and now it's time for the longest-running mashup. It's Show Meets Show. The Wendy's Big Show meets the Bayview Shade and Blind Baseball Postgame Show. Presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MilHockey. Now, live from the Hyundai of West Dallas postgame studios, here's the Big Show's Gary Ellerson, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Bill Baby Tausch Schmid, and the franchise, Tim Allen.
Tim Allen's here. What do you got, Tim? Come on, ask me a lineup question.
Yeah, it's a final from St. Louis, and the results are not good. The game ends, the series ends, the Brewers get swept, and welcome, everybody. Outside of that, beautiful day today. Postgame meets the Big Show today. Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. Full speed ahead is the hashtag right now.
Full steam ahead, baby. Yes, yeah. Sir. Down 0-2, but we'll be okay Thursday night. Make sure you go tomorrow night.
Got to win
tomorrow. MilwaukeeAdmirals.com. Got to have it so we can get to Friday and then hopefully Monday so we can advance to that next round. MilwaukeeAdmirals.com.
As we meet the Wendy's Big Show, what's left of it today, it's Gary Ellerson, Baby Tausch, Bill Goldschmidt. Also,
this guy's got jokes. At 3-12.
I know. 5-2, the Brewers fall. They did get the lead run to the plate.
I hate that guy, by the way. Can I say that?
No doubt.
I hate that guy. I'm completely done seeing him in the division already.
Brewers are now 13-13. Leroy Butler is here. Hey, keep the faith, man.
Five losses ago.
Is it just baseball, or are there a few bigger issues here in Brewerland?
That's seven of the last eight. Now, 10 or 11 of your last 16 games.
Well, you're going to lose games along the season. Just how you're losing. Some days it's pitching. Some days it's hitting. Some days it's the team. Some days it's individuals. So hopefully Gio will get in that bullpen and move that around. Now, Tim, will they move him when he's ready? And he's not
going to
be
in
the rotation.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, who are you kicking out?
Yeah, well, there's already a bunch of people kicked out.
I mean, Tim's already bouncing guys out.
He's over here. That's too funny.
I wasn't expecting that answer.
You hit a nerd right then and there.
Yeah, you're going to kick out. Well, because Peralta will be back at some point. But Burns will be back at some point.
We'll see. But there was one hell of a risk taken by David Stearns, president of baseball operations and GM of this team. Well, a hell of a risk. And again, I applaud the effort and it's all that, but now he's trying to make it right again. And the risk was putting the three young dudes at the same time into the same rotation the same year.
Okay.
And that was risky. And everybody wanted Woodruff and Burns and Peralta to just go lights out, but the odds were against him right there. So what happens? This thing snowballs on him. Those three, for a number of different reasons, don't work out early on. And what happens with Corey Knebel and Jeremy Jeffress? They're locked in together. The bullpen and the starters. The three young starters didn't work out. And then all of a sudden, the injuries, you tax the bullpen a little bit. And then by the way, there's some offensive issues here, too. So is it just baseball? Travis Shaw made a comment the other day. Hey, man, it's just baseball. We're going through a run, and there'll be better days. Or are there deeper-seated issues here?
Well, we know there are deeper-seated issues. And here are some of the issues, Tim. I think you talked around, alluded to a little bit, but they did not expect Travis Shaw, Aguilar, to struggle.
And Braun.
Brawny. To a certain degree. Bronny, you knew was going to be up and down.
He had a couple of clutch moments.
But to me, those two guys I mentioned, really, those two guys are struggling. And they thought that they can withstand this by outscoring people or be in it or put pressure. They're not scoring any runs. They're not manufacturing any runs. It's feast or famine with them right now offensively. Now, I think David Stearns, Craig Counsell, all the powers that be, thought that they could score more runs than they've been scoring, and that will kind of either boost your pitching or help your pitching or alleviate some of the pressure that they're feeling. And so now what you have, because you're not scoring any runs, that put more pressure on your pitching staff, which is now a little bit depleted because of the injuries that you've occurred.
Yep.
Day in and day out, it's putting more pressure on that rotation, the starting rotation and the bullpen.
Can't score any runs, man.
Well, and then the bullpen doesn't have the confidence because they think if they make one mistake, the game's over.
Right, sure. There's no cushion here.
And look, Jacob Barnes is in again today in the fifth inning. I mean, you can't get through the fifth inning as a starting pitcher at this point.
Chacin, four innings, five hits, four runs, and they got to go and get him. Jacob Barnes, a scoreless rack. Jeremy Jeffress, good to have him back, pitching scoreless baseball. And then Jake Petrichka allows the one run.
36.
But again, you filled four innings out in that bullpen, giving up one run to the Cardinals. So they did their job, right?
Right.
At one point, Brewer batters were set down 10 straight.
There's the problem.
You got to give – Gary hit it on the nuts. He did. You got to give – the offense has to give the pitchers a little wiggle room here.
Yeah, at least.
You got to have some support. There's got to be help. And also, too, I think one of the interesting – that walk in the ninth inning where Ben Gamel takes a bases-loaded walk, isn't that the first run in almost a full week that's come outside of a home run?
Yeah, since last Wednesday.
Simply just hitting the ball out of the ballpark is not going to do it. And I get that it's harder than ever to get base hits in baseball. Defensive positioning, shifting, pitchers throwing 105 like Hicks is doing in that ninth inning. It's harder than ever to get base hits in baseball. But sooner or later, these are big-time hitters. They're big-time players. They're going to figure it out. I got to take a night off from the postgame, a night off from you last night, which I miss. I miss you. But it was nice to not hear you yelling during the entire game. Well, I felt like I was able to calm myself down, Tim, and I had a revelation. I was in here yesterday screaming and hollering how mad I was about the team. They're going to be okay.
It gives you a different look.
They're too good not to be okay.
Gary can attest to this, too, on the Green and Gold postgame show. When you don't do the show, you view it a little different.
Absolutely.
You have a little more understanding, I think.
When you're away from it that way, when you're in it, you're in it. And listen, we knew that this was going to be a tough stretch from the beginning, right? I mean, from the get-go, we knew. And I know you have a show to do, Tim, you're right. But I just would ask people, when you looked at the schedule, where did you want them to be a month through? And I had said, boy, I'd be happy if they could be 500.
And that's where they're at right here, right now. 17 of these 26 games, 17 of them have been against the Cardinals and Dodgers.
I would be happy if they could finish 500.
Toss in three against the Cubs. Now you're looking at 20 of your 26 games have been against the Cubs, Cardinals, and Dodgers. Does it make you feel any better because of that? To me, it kind of does.
Well, see, St. Louis figured out that they can't pitch to Yelich all the time. They're going to make everybody else beat you. Now, they had to pitch to him right there.
Right there,
for sure.
They're not going to just let this guy just tear him up like that. So you got to make some changes. But at the same time, to put a spin on this thing as best possible, if you look at the left side of the column, you still have the second most wins, 13 wins. I mean, St. Louis has 15 now, but you have to do – because I'm going to tell you something. After a while, the managers sound like Charlie Brown's teacher.
Yep.
Because at the end of the day, we're still losing. We need to do something.
What does Charlie Brown teach you?
Wah, 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 wah. You ever saw Charlie Brown?
That's it.
You ever seen Charlie Brown?
All the time, cuz.
When?
Yeah, I got a sweater just like him.
When?
I was a kid.
You didn't watch Charlie Brown when you were a kid?
Yeah, back when black and white television was invented.
No, he did not.
It was color, I believe. The one in the front room was color.
You ain't never seen no Charlie Brown, cuz.
Man, I seen Charlie Brown.
Cause. Black people don't watch Charlie Brown.
Yeah, why not? It's the only thing on ABC. We have a one channel.
You stop.
We have Charlie one channel. Brown Christmas? You guys didn't gather around the TV?
Because there was only one thing we could
watch. In Florida, we watched
There was only like a couple things you can watch on Christmas and Easter.
And what about the other days?
Ten Commandments. That's it. That's all we watching, cuz.
I looked for it on Easter the other day. I couldn't
you know
find
that,
it.
That's all you watching, Ten Commandments. And that one of the few times you can get in the front room when they watch the Ten Commandments with the Flow Mart TV with
that
the wrench, on it, because you tore the dog on the, because you tore the knob off. You put the wrench, you know, the one, the grip one that you can just tap that on.
The needle nose pliers.
And when you spin it, you spin it, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we had
you,
that.
You ain't gripping, yeah, you leave the grip on it right there. You, in the front room, the Flow model.
Because your parents would literally take the knob off.
Well, no. That one of them children came through there with they just to tow it off.
And they would take it off because they didn't want to turn the channel.
Nobody right. would admit to who tore the knob off on the Flow model.
So you have speaking of old TV, 1313 Mockingbird Lane. Ooh, what show is that from? Come on now.
Oh, I don't know. Gary, you know.
The Munsters. The Munsters
we ain't watch
address.
No Munsters, man. We ain't watch.
Oh, black the people monster, don't watch was... the Munsters.
No, we ain't watch Munsters, man. Yes, black people didn't watch Munsters.
Tim,
man.
Yes, we did.
Leroy, you don't know. Leroy, you don't even know where he was born.
Hey, man. Grandfather, man.
You started.
Eddie Munster? Stop it.
You didn't watch Munsters.
Everybody got their hair cut like Eddie Munster.
All Leroy could get.
Munster.
Leroy could only get.
We say Monster.
Okay.
Leroy could only get George Jefferson. Okay. He got George Jefferson.
Sanford and Son.
Good Times.
We had Sanford and Son.
With Willona and them. Sanford and Son. What were the other?
Fat Albert.
He did a little Fat Albert. Now, I sure did. Okay. You know you did Fat Albert. You know you did him.
Jeffersons.
And Jefferson, that's it. And no, got a little rerun in there once
Alice.
Again.
We had Alice. You weren't doing Knots Landing.
No, you
Dallas.
Nobody doing
that. Yeah, who shot JR? All the millennials are like, what are they talking about?
I have no idea what any of you guys are talking about.
But back to what I'm saying. Hey,
any
council,
of these on Hulu?
Council has to tell these guys something new to understand that get this thing turned around. Because easily, but I am
there
confused though, Tim. I do have a question for
They've
you. There's too many home runs hitting and giving up. If you look at the numbers.
I would agree.
Too many home runs.
I won't agree with the too many home runs hit, but the giving up, yes.
Giving up a bunch. Because if you're going to be home run hit all the time, no one's going to be in front on base.
Yeah.
So you need a single here or there, too. So, listen. The team is too good to stay here. You got to keep your head down and play.
All right. Speaking of home runs, Eric Thames had a solo shot in the first inning. That's our spark of the game from Current Electric. He was in the two hole. Normally it's Yelich there, and I got a question about the Yelich pinch hit in this game. Also, when Travis Shaw the other day said it's just baseball, do you agree with that, or are there deeper-seated issues? We laid out all the scenarios here, the tough schedule, it's early, had a few injuries, 799-1250 Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals as we meet the Wendy's Big Show. Brewers fall today, 5-2.
Was it a moonshot or a big line drive? Let's get today's Wrench and Go drive of the game. Need auto parts? Wrench and Go is a self-service yard. Bring your own tools and access the lowest priced auto parts around. This is the Bayview Shade and Blind Baseball Postgame Show, presented by the Milwaukee Admirals on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
As we meet the Wendy's Big Show today, it's Gary Ellerson, Baby Tosh, Bill Schmid, Tim Allen, and you guys at 414-799-1250. Brewers fall 5-2 the final. And the more I think about it, by the way, the wrench and go drive of the game, that's Eric Thames, first inning home run. Don't look now. He's got five dingers on the year.
Contract year. That's what I said. He's going to have to play more. It's a contract year. He's going to have a big year. He's sustained. He's ready to go. Excited. He's swinging the bat well. He's swinging the bat way better than Jesus Aguilar.
He is. He is, and that's not surprising to you and I, as we discussed in Arizona, that we kind of thought Eric Thames would step up this year, and so far, so good. Collective first baseman for this team. Heading into this game, we're batting a .159. So whoever they played over there, that's not good.
No, those numbers are not good. Those would be in the not category.
Does it make you feel any better? I was just during the break there thinking about 20 of these 26 games as the Brewers are back to even, they can hit a reset button. They've got an off day in New York City. They're going to fly into New York tonight. Tonight would be the blowout night for me if I were them.
Well, right, because you're going into the off day.
Right, because then you got the whole off day and night.
Get in tonight, go have some fun on a Wednesday. I don't know what the fun situation is like in New York City on a Wednesday, but it's New York City. I imagine you can find something.
I think so. Yeah. 13-13. Of those 26 games, the more I think about it, 20 of them, to be the best, you got to beat the best. I get that. And I'm not saying the Cardinals, Cubs, and Dodgers are the best quite yet. But 20 of the 26 games were against those three teams. Does that make you feel a little bit better?
Does it make you feel better that Christian Yelich in a series that you get swept goes hitless? That's not going to happen much.
Did Kane go? I don't know if Kane got a hit in this series either. So your Batman and Robin, they didn't step up in this series.
And I think that's where part of my calming influence came from last night, Tim, while I was sitting watching the game. And after the final outs recorded, 4-3 was the final last night. Yeah. You just put your head down and took a deep breath, thought about it, watched Yasmani Grandal walk off the field, Ryan Braun walk off the field, everybody go into the dugout and walking into the clubhouse, and they're a good baseball team. They're going to figure this stuff out. I, as weird as that sounds and as different as it is of a tone than I had yesterday going into the game today, they're a good baseball team. They're going to figure this out. It's 13-13. The Chicago Cubs are right around 500. The Cardinals are a few games over 500 now at this point. They've won 12 of their last 16. The Brewers are going to have an opportunity to win 12 of 16 games. Like, they're going to have their run. At this point, you hope that 8-2 to start out the year isn't the top half of that run, the highest point of those runs. But they're a damn good baseball team. They're going to be in this thing. And I think what we've learned through the first almost full month of the season, nobody's winning this division with 95, 96, 97 wins. This is going to be a grudge match where you're going to maybe top out at about 90.
I said 89. I think I had pretty many 88.
You had them at 89.
Yeah, because everybody's going to knock each other out. But here's the thing, though. They're void of talent.
They're not as good as last year. No. I'll say that.
No, they're void of.
To this point.
They're void of pitching talent right now. And to. Can you take line number one real quick? I just want to hear this guy here.
Schmitty?
Yeah.
Out in Menominee Falls?
Let's just hear what he got.
Schmitty's on the fan.
Hold on a second.
What's up?
I mean, what's wrong with counsel, Schmitty?
Well, okay, now I feel pressure.
Yeah, you're damn right.
Thanks, Gary. I appreciate that.
That's what we do.
Okay.
What's wrong with counsel?
Well, this is his first managing job. And really, he hasn't been a coach that much. And I really, honest to gosh, believe he's in a little bit over his head. Okay? Now, a couple of things you guys said. And I wouldn't be calling except somebody said, hey, they're going to be okay. And my wife immediately said, wait a minute, isn't there a commercial on TV all the time about okay is not good enough? Now, if you say they're going to be great, then I can take it. But they're going to be okay. That's just, and Gary, you mentioned that, you know, 500 at this point is fine. No, 500 is just mediocre. And I realize they're playing tough. And Tim said, you know, you got to beat the best to be the best. And it's the truth. Now is when you lay the tone or the framework for later in the season, and I just don't think Council's the guy. I'm sorry.
How could you say that, Schmitty? I mean, after the year that they had last year, how can you say that?
Because that's a good question, and I'll say this: because I'm not 100% sure it was Council. I mean,
who was it?
Ah, man. He did an okay job last year.
Oh, my God.
I know, but...
I think he did a better job last year than this year. I'll say, so far, he's done a better job last year than this year. I can cite two examples of just in the last 24 hours where I'm like, whoa, wait, what?
Sitting Yelich today?
Well, no. No, that's not necessarily it. It's why did Ben Gamel get up there as a tying run before Yelich? I mean, although Gamel drew the walk and knocked in a run the easy way, but why wasn't Yelich, the second you got the tying run to the plate, why wasn't that in the form of Yelich? Last night, Zach Davies pitching to Paul Goldschmidt. He's Paul Goldschmidt. Hey, dude, you're Zach Davies. I understand showing some confidence in you. But those are two examples.
One's finished top five in the MVP voting the last 5 years. The other has Bat Boy across his player weekend jersey.
Right.
I have to tell you, I called in last night with my first name, Jeff.
Yeah.
But it seemed to cause some confusion about Jeff from Menominee Falls. And so that's why I changed it to Schmitty, because I figured I don't want to confuse you guys anymore.
Yeah, right. Yeah, okay. Stay with Schmitty.
Yeah, yes, appreciate it. I like Schmitty.
Okay.
Yeah. Schmitty's a better name. Yeah, it's got a better ring to it.
I'm Jesse's uncle, so.
Oh, well, he doesn't like you.
Oh, Uncle Schmitty.
Yeah, Jess doesn't like you. Schmitty.
Uncle Schmitty.
yeah, that's exactly what I am. I'm Uncle Schmitty.
Uncle Schmitty. So hold on.
Schmitty,
is this just baseball, like Travis Shaw said, or are there deeper seated issues?
My take. Baseball is an up and down game. It's a long season. I understand that. And that's why a 3 or 4 game losing streak, I can live with that. But they are now 5-11 in their last 16 games. That's not a downslide. I mean, that's way more than a slight bump in the road. That is a problem. And so my question to you fellas would be, how bad does it have to get before you say, maybe we do need to make a change?
Change what?
Well, I don't own the team.
Wait a minute. Make a change.
Well,
at manager?
I'll just bring up Buck Rogers as an example, and you got to go way back. But
wait a minute.
Yeah, you're hearing this right.
A change where?
Manager.
Oh, God.
Schmitty.
Well, I know, Gary. I understand. I heard the old God. I understand. But think back, and this goes way back. Again, I'm old. I admit it. But Buck Rogers, 2 months of the season, I think it was 2.5 months of the season, he was gone, and they end up having a great rest of the season. Once in a while, you got to make a change. And who are you going to change? They change batting coaches. They change pitching coaches. Who are you going to change?
All right, Schmitty, thank you. There's been some.
How bad does it have to get?
Yep. All right.
All right, take it easy, Schmitty.
There's been some ingredients in this recipe, in this soup that they're putting together here that's compounded. You have the starting pitching that they gambled on. It's a hell of a risk to go with three young dudes when you're a team that wants to achieve the World Series.
Especially when you were that close, when you had a taste of what that's like, when you were in that position. Now, Gary, that's not as uncommon doing 162 as you would think, where people call out for Craig Counsell. Now, I don't know how many you've gotten when I'm not in there. I think that's our third that we've gotten already this year.
26 games.
No, but we had it last year, too.
Like, right.
No one believes in Craig Counsell. And that throws me for a loop because he's actually the hometown guy. And people are calling for him. They don't believe that he can get it done. Listen, this is why I hate baseball. Let me tell you why I hate baseball. And it's what Tim alluded to. Because you can come in here every single day and say, I would have did this.
Yeah.
I would have did that.
Sure.
I would have did this. These guys, they do a pregame press conference and they do a post. I tell you guys, go shove it. Get out of my face.
They're on the firing line every day.
Twice a day. And you can nitpick them. That's why I hate baseball. I would have done this. Well, hell, why don't y'all go do it then?
Could you imagine what Mike McCarthy would have been like if he had to address the media twice a day?
No, he killed somebody.
For six months.
That's why, what's that? One of the Dodgers guys, like some years ago, threw the phone at somebody or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Who was that? Did you have the sound of that sound?
Was that Tommy Lasorda?
No, I think it was an African-American guy. I threw a phone at somebody. Was that Tommy Lasorda?
No, it would have been black dude. It would have been like Dave Roberts,
they
maybe?
Threw a phone at a joker. He got tired of him, and he just... I just... Baseball, Tim, more than anybody else should know, it is a patient sport, and it takes patience. And listen, the Brewers last year on the Craig Council, and I said this last year, he pushed, to me, every button that was right, and they did it. He deserves credit for that.
He's not only a good manager, he's going to be a great manager.
But he does not, this year, have the players at his disposal that he had last year yet. And, Tim, you said it, you hit it on the head. Two things are going on. Those three pitchers that they gambled on, and I don't think that was Craig. I think that was David Stern's call.
That was, yes.
And so you got to do what you got to do. And then, secondly, hitting. They're not hitting. And I don't think that's on Craig either.
799-1250 Brewers fall 5-2 today. You talk about the pitching. And I don't – I guess
how many games they play? 182?
162.
Yep. So I did that.
Again. I don't expect anything different out of Counsell and Stearns. But just in regards to the starting pitching or the pitching in general, let's go with the starters. Here's what Counsell says.
What should they have done?
Let's just get brass tacks, dude. Don't get what they should have done. Who you want? Because it ain't.
Well, the easy fix is Keuchel.
Yes,
right now.
That's what it's about, Tim. You can go through all these guys all you want, whatever. Like I say, they're a void of talent. They're void of talent.
Well,
they just are.
But you have to stick with.
It's what you said. They gambled on these three guys, and it's not working.
And you have to stick with your guys. Here's what Council says about that. It's accurate, the numbers referring to. We need to do a little bit better, yes. But these are our guys. They're talented guys. We have to get a little more out of them, that's for sure. It's obvious. It's going to be a work in progress. Talent-wise, I'm still really comfortable with what we've got.
They're doing a half rebuild right in front of your face.
Right, but they're rebuilding and competing at the same time, and that I appreciate.
And you know who that is? You know what that is? That is the Packer way.
It's an endless cycle. It's just
We talked to Bob Harlan, I don't know, about eight,
9 years
ago. Well,
it's the team that you're playing right now. It's the St. Louis Cardinals. They've been doing it in baseball for the last 25, 30 years.
And Bob Harlan, guess where he came from? Cardinals. He was a baseball guy before he became the Packers.
I didn't know that.
Yep. Bob Harlan came from the Cardinals, baseball Cardinals. And that was his philosophy. He goes, Gary, we're rebuilding. We were rebuilding all the time. But we don't want you to know that we are rebuilding. We want to do it right in front of your face. He goes, the worst we want to be at a rebuild is 8-8, 9-7. That's the worst that we want to be.
The bottom out.
We don't want to bottom out. They never want to be 4-12.
But that would be their bottom out.
That's their bottom, yes. Mm-hmm. Right. The 6-9, they don't even want to be that, whatever that was. They don't want that. The worst they want to be the bottom is 8-8, 9-7. Because they always want to remain competitive and still give you hope for gain. But when you look at them, you know that they don't have talent. They don't have pitching, man. Pitching's killing them right now.
And now David Stearns, his quotes on the starters. I think we understand
that. And his answer is Gio Gonzalez. Are you kidding me, dude?
That younger players at any position, there's going to be ups and downs during the course of a season.
He's right.
We still feel like our starting depth is pretty solid. We think we have a pretty good group right now.
Yeah.
Well, then he goes out and grabs Gio Gonzalez.
And what's Gio Gonzalez going to do, Tim?
Well, he's going to stabilize things a little bit. I mean, you can't have these guys going out there and pitching 3 2/3 every night. You have to fix that part first. Start chewing up innings. Start getting some innings. Now, again, I feel a little bit better because of that schedule. It does. The jury's still out with me that there are deep wounds here. I don't think there's that deep of wounds here. Yet. I need a little bit more, but there are indicators right now through 25, 26 games now that are a little bit concerning, and they're going to try and fix that, and the schedule gets, well, no easier this weekend, at least gets the New York Mets. Nobody in the East is running away with things, Nationals, Braves, Phillies, and who am I missing over there? The four biggies. And the Mets.
And the Mets.
Yeah.
Right.
So those four, they're right around, all of them are right around 500. Stem the tide here. Hold serve a little bit until you can get out of this horrendous schedule. You talk about Bruce Arians down in Tampa Bay griping about the schedule. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah.
Just griping
about it.
He's
got it right.
He does have it right. And it's not fair. And the league even admitted that it wasn't fair. Now, I don't know if MLB is going to come out and say, whoa.
No, they're not. Quit complaining about it. They're not going to change it.
No, I know that. But it is tough. And it is a consideration when we're trying to analyze what's going on with the crew at 13-13. 799-1250, Bayview Shade and Blind post-game show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag full steam ahead. Full speed ahead.
Full steam ahead, baby. Come on. The ship's going. Full steam ahead. Are you getting out or not?
Are there tickets available for tomorrow?
At MilwaukeeAdmirals.com for tomorrow night's game. Also, possibly, if necessary, game 4 and game 5.
I think I'm seeing $8 on this liner here. $8 to go see the Admirals. All right. Gary Ellerson, Baby Towels, Bill Schmidt.
Well, and to see me.
Tim Allen. Oh, yeah. You can see Baby Towels.
You can see me bang on a drum.
Can you get on skates? Get on those skates.
No,
see what
stop.
Happens.
I'm not getting on skates. There's absolutely no way I'm getting on skates.
Did you see the video of Gavin DeGraw? He's
can't
a singer.
Say I did. No.
A singer. What kind of singer?
Singer like mix. We do down the hall.
Mix.
Here.
Yeah.
WMYX.
Oh.
Yeah. on the
mix. We take you through on the all-night party mix.
He slipped and fell on the ice right after he sang the national anthem. You need to take a look
at that. That's why I'm not trying to do
who,
that.
Though? Who was he singing?
Some hockey team.
Nashville, I think.
Predators?
Could be Nashville.
I think it was the Predators, yeah.
Gavin DeGraw,
okay. Yes. Yes. Does it make you feel a little bit better that the Brewers have faced a tough schedule and it's just baseball? Deeper problems. We'll take your calls. Get your reaction. Brewers fall 5-2 today.
Pitching is nearly everything in baseball, but it doesn't always go as planned. Let's see who got lit up tonight. Sponsored by Heiser Automotive. Today's your day. Online at Heiser.com.
5-2, Brewers fall, and they get swept in this three-game set in St. Louis against the Cardinals. They'll enjoy an off day, and a much-needed off day at that, before they head into a weekend set against the Mets. 799-1250, you got lit up in this one. Chacin becoming just a little bit of a concern here. With some numbers just not looking good for Yoli Chacin. Steady Fred, not so much. He goes 4 innings of work today, allows 5 hits and 4 earnings. Offense, they muster up a couple of runs, 1 in the 9th on a bases-loaded walk by Ben Gamel. I'm just wondering, well, I'll just say it. There's your Are You Kidding Me moment of the game in my book, brought to you by Gene Wagner Plumbing, a company you can trust. Check them out at GeneWagnerPlumbing.com. You get the tying run to the plate, and it's Ben Gamel and not Christian Yelich. Although Ben Gamel did draw the walk, knocked in the second run.
He sure did. Now put some respect on that.
No, but I'm just wondering if the at-bat plays out a little bit different if Yelly's up there. See, that's the variable in here that you really can't measure. Might have been different pitches. It might have been a pop-up. Who knows?
Also could have been a different pitcher. I'm still surprised that Schilt went to Hicks there and didn't stick with Andrew Miller going up against Yelich. One of the best left-handed relievers of the last 2 decades.
So Chacin gets lit up a little bit, as the Brewers starters are pretty much all year long. They're kind of putting you behind the eight ball each and every day. We'll talk some numbers in just a second. Javier, you're next. Wendy's Big Show meets the Baby Shade and Blind postgame show. What's happening? Javier.
Hey, how's it going?
What's happening?
I just want to say baseball is baseball. I got to agree with Travis Shaw. Council, he's been doing a really good job since last year. I mean, I don't really question Ben Gamel, his decision to put him up at the plate. I think every time that he's started, he's at least hit the ball, since he might have missed his last time that he started, he had RBI. There's last couple of times that he had pinch hit, he hasn't hit, but he was due up today.
Hey, I'm a Ben Gamel fan. I love him. I think he's a tough at bat. He sees a lot of pitches, works his walks, but it's not Christian Yelich.
Yeah, but if Christian Yelich's been streaky, I mean, did you think that he was going to go off there and bomb a ball that
yeah.
he hasn't been hitting
yeah.
all that well?
Yeah, no, I did. Yes, yeah, I did. I expected him to come up big there, yeah.
I mean, but then again, he didn't do it, though. He had his chance after Ben Gamel, and he didn't do it. Just to say, I think if he would have gone right before Ben Gamel, it probably might have played different. Like, I just don't see that happening. But baseball is a streaky sport. I'm going to say that. So I don't expect the Brewers to win every series. I expected them to come out with some stumbles. They lost their second-best closer, Knable. And then they revamped their whole pitching staff, their whole hitting staff. So I expect them to actually have had more hurdles than they actually had since the beginning of the season. I was surprised they went on a really good run with all those changes.
Well, it proves it's in them. It proves it's in them. Javier, I gotta let you go. Thanks. It's Christian Yelich or Ben Gamel. You tell me. Now I'm getting mad.
Should we see what the sabermetrics say on that? which is a better decision? Would you rather have at the dish in that point?
The other point to think about here is you allowed Hicks to get settled in during the at-bat of Ben Gamel.
You allowed it to slow down and let him be ready to go. If it is Yelich right away there, I don't know that Miller's out of the game.
And Yelich has homered off Andrew Miller
earlier
this year.
Yeah, this year. Now, granted, that was at home. People are now starting to buy into the Christian Yelich only hits bombs at home theory. So get ready for that, too.
Oh, yeah. 799-1250. And right now, a great Midwest Bank hotline has Mark Simon of Sports Info Solutions on the line. Okay, we'll chop this up with you, Mark. Christian Yelich or Ben Gamel in that bases-loaded tying run at the plate situation today?
Well, hang on. It's funny to me that you're going to say Gamel walked, right?
Yeah.
Like he did a positive, and then you got your guy up. I think – so what was the situation was that Miller was still pitching, right?
Correct, yes.
Yeah, I don't mind holding – well –
they're both left-handed, so both
yeah,
Gamel and
left-handed. That's a tough one. I feel like, well, in the end, you got the matchup that you wanted, though, because you got the lefty Yelich against the righty Hicks.
You did, yep.
So I don't think you can really write about that. And for anyone that's saying that he only hits home runs at home, that's like the Carlos Beltran hits home runs only when Pedro Martinez pitches theory that I had to fight my way through like 10, 15 years ago.
Hey, let me ask you this, and we're seeing a good chunk of games here with Yasmani Grandal behind the dish here for the crew. And watching the game the other night, one of the analysts, Bill Schroeder, made a comment that Grandal is dropping a few pitches here and there. Mm-hmm. And his quote was, he's costing his pitchers some strikes. Is there a metric that measures maybe you talk about pitch framing. What about the other side of that where, man, you dropped the ball, it kind of screwed with the umpire a little bit, and you didn't get the call?
So I don't have the information in front of me on that, but I feel pretty good in the idea, and I feel like I've read it somewhere, that he's right on that. That if you drop a pitch, or if you miss, especially, we do know this, that if the catcher's glove has to slide significantly one way or the other, when he's trying to catch a pitch, even if it's like something right down the middle, that does cause problems. And I guess for Grandal, that is an issue. Over his history, though, he certainly catches a lot more than he misses, and the positives far outweigh the negatives with that. So I would say that could be an issue now. I would say if that's an issue 50 games from now, that's when we should be talking more significantly about it.
Gotcha. Mark, as you look into the bullpen and how many innings the Brewers' bullpen has had to work towards, there's always been in the last couple of years, Craig Counsell was pulling his pitchers in the sixth inning after 17 outs. 17 outs is what he pounded into a lot of our brains as what he's looking for a starting pitcher, because the metrics proved that once you got into the third time through the order, hitters had a significantly more success against starting pitchers. Just how true is that?
Yeah, that's very true. Actually, I look at that almost every day. We provide notes to a couple of different broadcast crews, and we always look at for the starting pitcher first time through, second time through, third through. And the penalties from guy to guy are pretty severe on average. I'd have to think of what exactly it is, but I guess it's imagine that a guy has like a 230 batting average against, that it becomes like 260, 270. And the hits don't just become singles and doubles; they become home runs. And the slugging percentages third time through the order are very high. There are 100, 150 point jumps like Chassin and Davies. And I guess at the same time, you're expecting better things from a guy like Alex Wilson, who I was watching. I think it was last night, who's sputtering a little bit.
Yeah, and I'll stay right there with that bullpen. And that was my next thing here. Going into last night, the Brewers' bullpen has pitched in the fourth most in all of baseball. And do you consider, when you do some of the numbers, I'm trying to take some of the good out of here, do you consider the amount of innings before you just say, hey, this bullpen sucks? Well, I almost swore there. The bullpen sucks.
Please don't.
And, however, they're pitching so many innings that it's inflated a little bit because they have to cover so many innings.
Yeah, and that's why you need Gio to be a pretty good guy here, just to take sort of the heat off. I was talking about this with someone yesterday. The average team now is going through like 25 to 30 pitchers over a season, And I know that when I was a lot younger, and certainly I'm sure when you guys were a lot younger, that's an absurd number. That the number of innings that bullpens are being asked to get, there aren't that many good pitchers out there. And when you get into an organization's 18th and 19th and 20th and 21st pitchers, boy, you have to be very fortunate to hope that you have really good ones. Now, last year the Brewers did, but does that hold year to year? I don't know. If you go deep in a postseason run, guys have to pitch extra innings. You see the effect of that. And you look at a guy like Hader, and you're seeing, I guess, the effect of it a little bit from him with the home runs allowed.
Mark, talk a little bit more about Sports Info Solutions Football Rookie Handbook as we're just one day away from the NFL draft.
Oh, sure. Sports Info Solutions Football Rookie Handbook ranks 250-plus players. If you read the book, and I know that you guys have looked at it very carefully.
Every day.
It treats you as if you are the GM. Like, the first time I opened it, I was like, what is this language that I'm reading right now? But it's very comprehensive. You can order it online at activesports.com. It's a great tool, even after the draft, if you want to evaluate your team's players. For us, I know people think that Kyler is the best guy in the draft, but for us, we've got Quinnen Williams number one overall as the best player out there. And we like Kyler, and we like the Ohio State quarterback as well. After that, I think we're a little less positive about some of the quarterbacks than some of the other sources might be.
All right, very good. Mark, thanks for the time, man. We'll talk again.
You got it?
All right, there he is, Mark Simon, Sports Info Solutions on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
I agree with Mark there. Quinnen Williams, my man. He's one hell of a pick.
Quinnen Williams. There's no T in the name.
No, there's no. Oh yeah, he's my man too. All right, Gary had a conversation with our boy Schmitty there in the Falls about Craig Counsell. And I think it's interesting, and it's a great point, and we brought this up a couple of years ago about baseball managers that have to address and answer questions every single day, virtually for 6 months of the year. Think about that. You're on the firing line with us knuckleheads at times, and I just, that's twice a day. I'm just wondering, like McCarthy and some of these other pro football coaches, what the hell they would have went through. So it does get to them to the snap level, and we've got one. Gary remembered, he couldn't remember his name.
Right.
But we've got one for you coming up after the break here. It's good listening. It really is. It brings out the evil side in me that I find this wildly entertaining. So we'll do that next. And if you want to chime in on the Brewers, Travis Shaw the other day said, the funk that they're in, it's just baseball, or are there pretty decent-sized issues here, concerns, problems? It's the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MillHockey as we meet the Wendy's Big Show today here on The Fan.
When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not. So when it comes to the crew, who's hot and who's not?
Well, the Brewers are not. They've lost 7 of their last 8, so they would be in the not category. As they fall today 5-2, they get swept by the St. Louis Cardinals, and their record is dead even right now, 13-13 through 26 games. Who's Hot, Who's Not is brought to you by Bayview Shade and Blind, providing the highest quality window fashions since 1926. Find out more at BayviewShade.com. Travis Shaw, how about that? Had another base hit in today's game. 3 home runs in the series. Got his average hot up to 200.
We need to get some guys on base for Travis Shaw to start hitting some of those home runs. That's an issue.
Starting pitchers collectively dangerously close to an ERA of 6. So that's not going to win you very many baseball games. In the hot category also, too. Gary, you remember this tirade, this rant? This will make you feel better. Right? Hal McRae? Yeah,
this is the one.
Check this out.
Yeah, here we go.
I want to get myself into a situation where all I had to go after him was all right. and our lefts were swinging the bats well, so I wanted my left-handed hitters to hit.
Did you consider Brett for Miller with the bases loaded in the seventh?
No, don't ask me all these stupid-ass questions. No. In the God, all these stupid-ass questions every night. Find the I hit Brett for Miller. Miller started the game. He's playing against left-handed pitchers. Brett is not playing against left-handed pitchers. Why the did I bat for Miller? You think I'm a goddamn fool?
Just throwing stuff.
Ask questions every night. And stay out here asking all these dumb-ass questions.
He just says, excuse me. Throws a printer at somebody.
I'm not taking no shit off. You guys are not taking no shit off the players. I'm sick and tired. I'm fed up with everything. No shit from you guys. No shit from you players. And yet they can do any thing they want to do. I'm sick and tired of all this bullshit. Now, put that in your pipe and smoke it.
See, Tim, that's who I would be as a manager. And I know you got to kind of hold together, but
yep.
That pre and post game, man, for 182?
Yeah, somewhere in there. Well, hopefully it's, you know, toward that.
It's just too much. And you can come on every single game and say, here's what I would have done.
And they take that defensively at times, but
when you're losing a lot, yeah.
Yeah. Could you imagine Craig Counsell doing anything close to that?
No.
Way more emotional control.
But when you're losing, you don't know how much that weighs on you.
I mean,
every single day, twice a day. Oh. Couldn't do it.
You sit down in the dugout, and you get a guy with an earpiece in listening to his audio, and he's holding a microphone 2 inches away from your mouth and moving up and down wherever you're moving your head, where every wiggle that you have, the guy continues to move the microphone at you, make sure that he's getting everything. That would drive me absolutely nuts, too.
And
sometimes I'm the dork with the microphone in the headset.
Maybe I'm wrong by saying this, but half these guys never played an ounce of baseball before in their life.
That's what my girlfriend says all the time. She says it all the time.
What do you mean? You're saying Tom Hardencourt didn't hit 500?
I'm wrong for saying that, but half these guys, and they think they know it all.
Yeah.
And if I'm a manager, and if I had played, that was just this joke here gonna try to tell me how to do this, and he only what has he done?
I mean, you do have. There's other instances of managers over the years going crazy. You don't hear it as much anymore, I think.
That's why I tell a lot of people in our business, the radio business, go coach your son's team. I'm not even talking about on that. Just go coach your son's little league team and see how that feels. Just go do it.
You get it from every angle.
Well, because then it's a smaller level, but you get it from the parents, right? You'll get some stuff from the parents, and then you'll understand how players or kids are unpredictable.
Get it from grandparents.
And you don't know how it's going to go. You just don't. It's very unpredictable than how you have to actually do certain things on the fly, and it just doesn't go the way you think it should go.
And that's one of the things I've always admired about most professional athletes, as well as the coaches and coaching staff, is their ability to let that sort of thing roll away from them. Much better people than me, because I would lose my mind, man.
Just like that. I know I would. Whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get into that.
That would go. Good restraint. Glad you're proud of you, buddy.
I know I would. I'm not, yeah.
And you know that they do get upset, though.
They have to.
Have to, yep.
And it's just how they tame it and how they filter it.
Yes,
is it private? Is it, you know, tearing apart, you know, once the clubhouse doors or the locker room doors are shut and then it's their own office that they destroy? I mean, we see it occasionally in the dugout. Didn't Travis Shaw take take task to something with a baseball bat earlier this year?
Oh, right, yeah, there big Poppy throwing phones and throwing gumballs and throwing sunflower seeds. That stuff's left and right all the time. We always say,
but what
we
about
always
baseball,
marvel about
though,
it.
But baseball, you hold a lot of stuff in you, and it builds.
For sure. And, I mean, you were just talking about the manager, Gary, and in that sense, having to talk to these guys. Man, these players, whenever for 45, 50 minutes before every game, 3 hours before you're about to go out and hit BP, dudes are just hanging out in your locker room.
Why are they in the locker room before games?
Checking out, waiting to see media availability for 45, 50 minutes to an hour.
Stretching, or they have treatment, or
they allow you guys in the game in the clubhouse before the game.
Yeah.
Why?
Every game before and after.
Why would that make sense for anybody to do? Dude, you may not come up to my locker while I'm trying to get ready for a game.
My only rule
is
I'm not going to
see
anybody
something
naked
that you don't want.
That's interesting. I never thought of that. Like, you're getting
I'm trying
in
to
the
get
moment
ready. Yeah, I'm trying to get in the moment, man.
And instead, you got me walking up to you.
Yeah, I'm trying to
half
get
in the bag, right, asking you why you struck out last night in the seventh inning.
Right. I'm trying to be in the moment, cuz.
No, but there's the other guy. Do you have a couple of minutes for the pregame show? I mean, we were warned that a particular player that had turned you and I down consistently, Billy, in the past year or so,
mm-hmm,
we finally found out this particular person, not a morning person. You don't want to go over there in the morning. When it's a day game and then media availability is 3 hours, 3.5 hours before a game.
9:30 in the morning.
You don't want to mess with those guys at 9:30 in the morning. Could you imagine yourself 9:30? You're getting ready to put on pads for a noon start,
and you got Bob McGinn coming at you asking you about how many footballs he gave
Bob,
you.
Bob, they're not coming to my locker. But you know what? I'm telling you what, and it's I'm glad it's that way. Football locker rooms, you don't want to be in that before games.
No chance. No.
That's too much completely intensity.
Different.
It's so completely different, dude. Gary.
Yeah,
going
jokers
in there the day of the game, man, I just marvel at these guys being able to have a different outlook every single day. And it has to be. It's a patience.
You got jokers in way, way out mode before the game in the football locker room, man.
This portion of the program brought to you by Hyundai of West Allis, as we are here in the
great
Hyundai
people
of West Allis post-game studios. Brewers fall 5-2. Gary Ellerson, Baby Tosh, Bill Schmid, Tim Allen. Baby Shade and Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. Hashtag full steam ahead into the playoffs tomorrow night. Need to win that game. Force a game 5 on Friday. Tickets available at admirals.com. We'll be back on the Fan.
So, what's the skipper got to say about this game? Let's find out. Here's the scoop from the skipper on the only station Brewers fans need before and after the game. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Well, it's times like this that make you miss Ron Renneke or Phil Garner.
No, it doesn't. No, I don't know. I didn't watch Phil Garner baseball, really. It doesn't make me miss Ron Renneke.
Or good old Del Crandall.
Is this a day where you're really wishing Ken Maka was the manager of the team?
Oh, man. Grandpa
no,
Maka.
Not.
Yeah, 5-2.
No, this isn't what we wanted to hear. That's not what we're trying to get.
Brewers fall. As the correction of the game, and this one brought to you by Milwaukee County House of Correction. I go to the top of the ninth inning. Brewers
Super pitch great.
Down by 4. Oh, man, you had to go Ned Yost on me. Brewers,
we got even better Ned Yost stuff from a couple of days ago, and he got into it with Rick Renteria over at the White Sox.
Yes.
Everyone asked him, hey, man, so could you tell us a little bit about that pitch that got up in the zone? You know, oh, what do you mean, the one that got away from him? The one that I totally didn't tell him to hit him on purpose with? Yeah, that one. Yeah, that one. Yeah, yeah, that one.
Well, Ned has become a good manager. He has. And he wasn't.
Also a richer man with those commercials for Verizon, right?
Yeah, that's true, too.
Good for him.
Correction of this one, Craig Counsell. I would have had Yelich as soon as the bases were loaded, bringing up the tying run. It would have been Yelich for me over Ben Gamble, but Benny worked the walk, and Brewers got within 5-2, and Yelich at that point was then the lead run if he takes it yard, but that didn't happen. Again, correction of the game brought to you by Milwaukee County House of Correction. Speaking of managers, let's hear from manager Craig Counsell after this loss in a Brewers sweep.
Yeah, I mean, I thought Ulysse, he was obviously pitching very, very well. His slider was really good today. he threw a lot of them. Unfortunately, he made a couple mistakes with his fastball. One was in a big spot with two guys on, and they both left the park. So it's a case of, I think he executed, it's a good game plan that got that, but two bad pitches got him. When we're not scoring a lot of runs, that's the difference.
That's the thing, is that the offense right now is just not covering for some of these.
Yeah, I mean, I think in the end we give up five today. We gave ourselves a chance at the end, but I think Ulysse expects more, in his starts. And I do too, but I don't think he pitched poorly. I think he made two mistakes today. Like I said, I thought his slider was the best it was of the season today. And offensively, we just last 2 days, really just against the starting pitcher, we're just not getting enough going. Running the first, and then we kind of let him cruise pretty good, and just not enough pressure.
We've gone through this with you before in past years, but this year it's so much more extreme. The percentage of runs on home run, I mean, do you feel like right now your guys are just kind of waiting around for a home run and not manufacturing?
It's not manufacturing. It's good at bats, ball strike recognition that get us on base. It's just hitting. I wouldn't call it manufacturing. It's hitting. We're not hitting. We're not swinging the bats well enough, and getting on base enough. I think that's accurate, but I wouldn't describe it as manufacturing. I think that'll change. We got to produce. I think the key to that is just we have to produce more base runners, and that's just guys somehow getting on base.
And the guy you wanted there at the end.
Yeah, we're down four going into the inning, and we got the winning run on base. So with Yelich up there, so the inning played out right, and Hicks made some good pitches.
Were you saving Christian there for a situation that was going to give you a lead, potentially?
That seems like a good idea.
Yeah, versus like when it was the tying situation.
Yeah, I mean, it's just if you put him up in the tying situation, I felt like we were just counting on a home run there, and then Hicks has got some good matchups. So this way, I thought one of our other guys had to do the job, and Ben Gamble did the job, and I thought that gave us a really legitimate shot.
You anticipated them after Gamble making the change.
Yeah, if Gamble reaches, they're going to go to Hicks for sure, yeah.
Is there anything you can talk about as far as Gio Gonzalez yet, or is that?
I cannot yet, yeah. Yeah.
And there's, overall, these last couple of weeks, just how much of a strain has it been not being able to get much length out of the starting pitching? I know you mentioned the offense is a contributing factor.
I don't think it's a strain. What happens is, we're just expecting a lot of guys to a lot of, you're going to cover more innings, more outs, more relievers. A bunch of guys have to have good days. And generally it means, if we're having short starts, it's often because we're giving up runs. That's not good either.
Now, this is something that Gary brought up. What he dislikes about baseball is that we could pick it apart every game, right?
Correct. Yeah.
The cool thing is that's the one part I love about the game. See,
well, that's because you have this chair.
Well,
you get
yeah.
the microphone. It's way more fun to second guess when you get to talk about it.
That's true.
Right? I mean, it is. Like, let's be honest. Way more fun when you get to talk about it after the game.
Yeah. And I still disagree with Counsel. I mean, he said you're looking at a home run. If you throw Yelich up there as the tying run, you're looking for a home run to tie it. Well, then what were you looking for? Or the winning run.
Little base hit now. You can't come on now.
Run. No.
Little plug gap here now. Tie that thing up here. Get Gammy in from there. Come on out here, too.
Could not comment on the acquisition.
Gapper, that would have been nice.
Of Gio Gonzalez, but a little forward thinking with our friends at Forward Financial Partners at FFPWI.com. How do you think he'll do real quick on the way out, Billy?
Gio? Hey, he'll be okay. I think the whole team's going to be okay. It's all going to be okay.
Gary, is that an answer?
To not look into the abyss.
He's a great clubhouse guy. He did well for the Brewers down the stretch last year. Did they recapture a little magic with this dude?
Yeah, I think they can. I think they can. You know, it's a work in progress. Everything they do right now still is a work in progress. The Brewers are not where they're going to be at this point. People just got to be patient with it.
13-13 after the loss today, an off day tomorrow, and then they're in New York against the Mets. And looks like the Syndergaard, DeGrom, Mats sort of trio.
Oh, yeah, have fun with that. That's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be challenging. After the last pitch, you make the switch. Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. And we'll be here for you guys. Sunday, little different. Bucks open things up at noon.
Yeah, Bucks starting up their round two series with the Boston Celtics at noon on Sunday, ABC. We don't know the rest of the schedule. The rest of that will be determined once all the other first round series are done. But that'll be game one, and then you and I will still be here doing the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show.
Indeed. Guys, it was fun. For Gary Ellerson, woo! Baby Tosh, Bill Schmidt, my name is Tim Allen. You guys have a great night. I'll be listening to the rest of the show on my way home. And smile, Milwaukee. The world will smile back.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.